This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, a very good friend of the program, and he joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing pretty good. Sounds like y'all are having some nasty weather over there.
Indeed, yeah. How is it down in Richmond?
Well, it's actually not too bad here. We haven't, the rain hasn't started. It's clouding up just a little bit, but so far so good.
Oh, well, good, good. I drove down to Williamsburg last night, and boy, there was some lightning over Richmond, and it was in front of me the whole time, and I sort of followed it into the tidewater, but it was pretty stormy down that way last night.
Well, it was unfortunately mostly dry lightning. You know, we're like most parts of the state right now, we're pretty dry, but it sounds like that's going to be changing in a big way here in the next couple days.
Yeah, Ernesto, it looks like it's going to climb up the coast and just sort of plop down on the border there between Virginia and North Carolina. And, of course, the National Weather Service just announced as much as 4 to 8 inches of rain, most of that probably falling on the Hampton Roads area.
Well, I think we're ready for it. You know, what they've been telling us all day is that as long as it's spaced out over a reasonable period of time, we should be able to handle it without any problem. But if it gets all backed up and comes down at once, we obviously could have some significant flooding in some low-lying parts of the state. So the emergency management folks have been on top of it for the last couple of days, tracking the storm, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and a very good friend of the program. You made a big announcement today, and we wanted to let folks know about that. What is this health initiative? What's going on?
Well, one of the focuses of our office, really it's been a focus of my office, Coy, ever since I've been in the General Assembly, and now as Lieutenant Governor, has been healthcare and trying to look for ways to promote a healthier Virginia. And one of the new initiatives that we kicked off today was something called the STEPTember program. And what STEPTember is designed to do is encourage Virginians to become more physically active during the month of September. And by taking some small steps like walking 2,000 steps a day, reducing calories by 200 calories a day, trying to get Virginians to increase their physical activity, reduce their caloric consumption, and lose weight. And we just had some news out, in fact, yesterday, talking about the fact that about 60% of all Virginians are either overweight or obese. That compares to about 65% on average nationally. And obviously, when you're carrying around too much weight, whether it's 10 pounds or 100 pounds, that over a long period of time can have significant health consequences. We're particularly concerned that this is an increasing problem among children in Virginia. We talked today about some statistics that show that about 19% of kids ages 2 through 5 are either overweight or at risk for being overweight. But by the time those same children get to be in the fourth grade around age 10, that 19% number has grown to 45%. So, you know, we're sedentary. We don't get enough physical exercise. We eat too much, and we eat the wrong things. And as a result of that, we've got an overweight population that experiences health problems, and we're trying to focus some attention on that and hopefully change it.
Well, I applaud you for that. You know what gets me is that late-night cereal, like after 10 o'clock when you're not really ready to go to bed and you want to turn the TV on, and it's just so easy to, like, you make a little bowl of cereal or make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and
It sounds like you're living in my house. One of the reporters, one of the things that I did as a part of this initiative today was I've pledged to do three things. One is to promote the STEPTember initiative everywhere I go in the next 30 days, talking about the need to increase physical activity, reduce calories, and shape up in Virginia. Second, we're going to be convening a series of meetings with health experts talking about what additional steps we can do to help promote this type of awareness. But third, I've agreed to personally participate in the program and have established a goal for myself of losing 30 pounds between now and the end of the year. I weighed in at the press conference today, which was interesting to do in front of the TV cameras and the newspaper folks. But one of the reporters asked me, you know, what is it that gets you? What causes you to be overweight? And I said, well, you know, I'm like most folks. I don't get enough exercise. I don't eat the right things. I eat too much of the wrong things. And, you know, I told him the same thing you just said. What kills me is about 9 or 10 o'clock every night, you know, I'm going to start reaching for the carrots instead of the Neapolitan ice cream. And hopefully if I can lead the way and show folks, hey, if I can, you know, with my schedule and as tough as it is for me to eat right as I'm traveling across the state, if I can do it, surely they can do it. And together maybe we can lose a few pounds.
Well, good for you. You really, you know, put your money where your mouth is and set the example. And I think that's fantastic. But like you said, when you're traveling, it really is difficult. I mean, if you're just staying at home all day, you can sort of come up with a, all right, I'm going to eat this next and then this. But when you're on the road, it's
hard. But you know, just have to discipline yourself. I mean, you have to eat the right things. You have to try to plan your schedule accordingly. And remember, you know, you can walk 2 miles around your block at home. You can walk 2 miles around the hotel when you're traveling. Most of the hotels these days have some treadmills and other exercise equipment.
Right,
in it.
Right.
So sometimes we, you know, we look for the excuses, and I'm certainly as guilty of that as the next person. But you know, two things I would ask you know everyone to remember with overweightness and with obesity. One is on a personal level, you know, it leads to long-term health effects, you know, whether it's heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, arthritis, you know, whatever the case may be, it has health effects. But then secondly, as a commonwealth, it's estimated that we spend about $1.6 billion a year on direct health costs attributable to obesity. That's about 6% of our total medical expenditure. So, you know, this problem of seeing these numbers of Virginians who are overweight and obese increase has a lot of personal as well as other ramifications for the Commonwealth. So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm glad to take part in this. Folks can learn more about it, by the way, by visiting my website at just www.billbowling.com. And there's a little link on there that says Steptember. That will take you directly to the websites for America on the Move and the YMCA, who are our partners in this initiative.
Well, we will be tracking your progress, and I have no doubt that you will reach your goals by the end of this year.
Well, I assure you, with the eyes of Virginia watching, I will achieve my goal.
Sometimes that's what it takes, doesn't it?
It does.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we're going to be we'll chat with you again soon.
All right, Coy, stay dry.
Absolutely. Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Let's take a quick break for some local news, get an update on this weather and some traffic. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.